Veritas de terra orta est, la verità è germogliata dalla terra.
There is hope in the world, a hope in which we can trust with the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we must open the doors of our hearts to God, find room for him so that he is not rejected today as 2,000 years ago, for this hope for peace to survive. Concern mixed with joy and hope were expressed in the words of Pope Benedict XVI this Christmas, during the Vigil Mass Christmas Eve and again in the Urbi et Orbi message, addressed Christmas Day from the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica to 50,000 people in St. Peter's Square.
Il re della pace rivolga inoltre il suo sguardo ai nuovi dirigenti della Repubblica Popolare Cinese.
The Pope spoke of the Middle East and Africa and launched an appeal to the new leaders of China. Where God is not glorified, he had said during the Vigil Mass, where he is forgotten or even denied, there is no peace. During the Christmas Day message, he added, I express my hope that in fulfilling this task, the new leaders of the People's Republic of China will esteem the contribution of religions in respect for each other, in a way that they can help to build a fraternal society for the benefit of that noble people.
Ancora una volta faccio appello perché cessi lo spargimento di sangue.
On Christmas Eve, the Pope had also asked for prayers for Israelis and Palestinians, so they may be able to live their lives in the peace of one God and in freedom. But also for Lebanon, Syria, Iraq and their neighbours, that Christians and Muslims may build up their countries side by side in God's peace. Again, during his Christmas message broadcast to the world globally on television, radio and online, he appealed for the people of Syria and the conflict's innocent victims, for easier access for the relief of refugees and displaced, and dialogue in pursuit of a political solution to the conflict. The Pope also spoke of Egypt, a land blessed by the childhood of Jesus, so that its citizens may work together to build societies founded on justice and respect for the freedom and dignity of every person.
Il Natale di Cristo favorisca il ritorno della pace nel Mali.
He prayed for the return of peace in Mali and that of concord in Nigeria and Kenya, plagued by terrorism often targeting Christians, and for the refugees from the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But this Christmas, in the Year of Faith, Pope Benedict XVI spoke chiefly of believing.
Abbiamo veramente posto per Dio quando egli cerca di entrare da noi.
God, he said, cannot enter our hearts unless we open the door to him. And then he asked the question, what would happen if Mary and Joseph were to knock at my door? Would there be room for him? In today's world, will people find room in their hectic, technology-driven lives for children, the poor, and God? The Pope reflected that we are so full of ourselves, often there is no room left for God, and that means there is no room for others either.
Non è tuttavia vero che il no a Dio ristabilirebbe la pace.
What's more, today widespread currents of thought accuse religions and monotheism in particular of being the cause of the violence and wars in the world. It is true, the Pope noted in his homily during the Christmas Eve Vigil Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, that religion can become corrupted and hence opposed to its deepest essence, when people think they have to take God's cause into their own hands, making God into their private property. We must be on the lookout for these distortions of the sacred, he said. And he added, while there is no denying a certain misuse of religion in history, it is not true that the denial of God would lead to peace. If God's light is extinguished, man's divine dignity is also extinguished.
La sua nascita è un germoglio di vita nuova per tutta l'umanità.
Pope Benedict concluded Christmas Day, Christ's birth is a flowering of new life for all humanity. May every land become a good earth which receives and brings forth kindness and truth, justice and peace.
Buon Natale a tutti!
And then, to the joy of those 50,000 people gathered at the Vatican this Christmas, he proceeded to wish everyone a very happy Christmas in over 65 languages.
Spagnolo, Feliz Navidad! Portoghese, Feliz Natal para todos. Irlandese, Noli Canif Golier. Arabo, Miladon Macidon, Swahili, Heri quano eli na baraka ningi quam van cambia, Urdu, ite vladet al massimu barico, Cinese, Shenten quae lo.
Including, of course, English.
May the birth of the Prince of Peace remind the world where his true happiness lies. May our hearts be filled with hope and joy, for the Savior has been born for us.
I'm Emma McCarthy.